hello, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome FCers from across the world. You're listening to FCUM Radio, Radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And you join us here at very, very Baltic Broadhurst Park in North Manchester for full coverage this evening of National League North action of FC United of Manchester against Chorley in the league. Ooh, kickoff is coming up in 7 minutes' time, and we'll be bringing you all the love, all the tears, all the joy and all the tears, and all the love and all the joy and all the tears of another FC Live. You can get in touch with us this afternoon, this evening, this morning, wherever you're listening. Station at fcumradio.co.uk, Twitter at fcumradio, or if you know this guy personally on
07596 104122. That's 07596 104122. Oh, we're live all over Moston. Get in. I just thought, Ben,
hi Swampert, yes,
you did a lot more love and joy and love and love and joy than you normally do. And secondly, there will be lots of people this evening from North Manchester that won't know me, but you are invited still to text on 07596 104122. That is the FC United hotbed. That is where all the action takes place. So if you've got a question, if you've got something you'd like to get off your chest, it doesn't have to be football related, it can be anything basically, because we discuss most things on this radio show. You'll probably find as well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dear listener, there's not a great deal of football spoken about. It's all about the banter. And talking of which,
unless it's a good game, which it might be.
It could be a good game.
So anyway, welcome everyone who's tuning in to us for the first time on North Manchester 106.6 FM. Welcome. Welcome to everyone who's normally listens to us on FCM Radio.
And also
across the world.
We've actually helped someone out tonight as well, haven't we? Because the person who ordinarily would be presenting a show tonight on North Manchester FM,
The 60s Jukebox,
is actually here because we've taken his slot. So he's quite happy with that. And I've also met another gentleman who's another FC United of Manchester supporter, and also a person who does a show on North Manchester FM. So everyone from everywhere.
There.
It's a good show.
But it's now time. That's all the welcomes out of the way.
We haven't welcomed Emily.
I'm going to get to that.
Well, you said it's all the welcomes time. Out of the way. Can you make your mind up?
What? All right. Emily. How are you?
You said it's all the welcomes out of the way to suggest that Emily isn't worthy of a welcome to the other part of the show.
No, to the listener. That's the welcomes to the listener. It's now time for team news, but before we get to team news, hello Emily Maguire.
Hello, good evening.
Has he pulled
that
back?
You know why I forgot? Because the film crew's not here, that's why.
So when it was.
Last time I saw Emily, she had a film crew around her. But anyway, welcome everyone. It's now time for team news. Team news. You ready, Swamper?
Good. Yep, there we go, got it.
So, going into this game, FC...
Modern technology working at its very best.
There's some people driving around in taxis or listening to us at home.
Driving around in taxis.
Who are literally listening to this going, what on earth is this? Anyway, so team news.
That was an antiquated fax machine provided with our latest team
news.
Which
they still use in football.
Yeah.
Well, some clubs do. Satire. Anyway, it's now...
The problem with the fax machine is, though, it's the thing that always gets blamed when a team get 12 points deducted because the fax never got quite through for the international clearance or the player was illegible. But we sent the fax through. It's the only sport in the world where you use something that's been outdated more times than my pants.
Team news, and there's still a couple of suspensions hanging over since the last time you heard us at Nuneaton. Stevie Irwin is here in the stands.
You're pointing towards person eating a
curry. Zach Corbett is still suspended, obviously, for being a very, very naughty boy. But we've got Kieran Glynn back, and we've got Scott Kay back, which is good.
We have, yeah. For the uninitiated and for the new listener, Scott Kay is FC United's skipper, a defensive central midfield player, and been very instrumental in FC United's rise from the bottom three in division all the way to a mid-table spot as we are at the moment. The other players that were missing this evening, Steve Irwin, has been a catalyst really for FC United this season. Tremendous centre midfield player with lots of flair and quality. He suffers, unfortunately, and he's got one match to go from his suspension. And Zach Corbett says a robust centre half, could play out on the left hand side. He had a 4-match suspension. It was an instant red card away at Kidderminster 3 weeks ago, and it was his second of the season, so 4-match suspension.
But coming into the side, obviously Danny Rackie made his debut last week. Still yet to get, I think, fully up to match speed. But you could see the quality there, couldn't you, when we
played
Dunedin?
Very much so, yeah. The lad's played league football. He's been at Bury. He's been at Rochdale. He's also played in Scotland. He's also played in Iceland.
And the Indian Premier League.
He's also shopped on occasions in farm foods.
And I was also
see, I did that. He's an Icelander.
Is Jamal Crawford starts this evening? That's a bit of pace, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, the one thing that's that surely you've got, they've got a robust defence. But if you've got a bit of pace and get behind them, that's a really good for me. It's the right option for FC United to start with pace. Start with set your stall out early, get out there and take it to the opposition. You're the home team. We've had a couple of poor performances in recent games. Today's an opportunity to really make a mark and settle the nerves when it comes to the relegation side of things.
Now, just to say, we've not gone all Billy big time because we're on an FM radio station tonight. Aidan from Constructive Coding has donated an Atmos mic. Listen to this, everyone.
Blimey. Atmos mic. I'm being accosted live on air by Stockport County's finest.
I'm going to turn you down.
Mr. Gunny, I'm sure he wants a job here. He's been to more games than FC United. Great result, by the way, against the other night, but I can't really talk because we're actually live on air and this is our radio show.
We've stopped Port County. Get your own radio station. Oh, you are. Anyway, it's now time. It's now time to introduce the commentary team for this evening. It's FC United against Chorley, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Army here on FCUM Radio and North Manchester FM. It's Emily Maguire, but first here's Swamper.
Well, thank you very much. Sorry about that slight interlude there. That's the problem we have here at FC United Manchester. Everybody knows us. We know everybody. And if you hear any unfortunate language, we will not apologise. It won't be ourselves doing it. It will be the crowd, and that's football for you. But it's a good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome. FC Live, as always, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com, the Armchair Army, brothers and sisters, revolution groups from around the world, our friends now at North Manchester FM, and indeed everybody that likes a nice local beverage from the famous people of Vimto. Emily, good afternoon, good evening, good morning to you.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning.
And again this afternoon, the FCD will need really to be on the mark and have to really work hard to get the 3 points.
Yeah, absolutely. These games against Chorley, they're always exciting ones. You know, FC United versus Chorley, we've had some tough opposition. They're quite a very strong side. But FC will be looking to bounce back from a couple of difficult performances games recently, and the formation that they've gone for and the players that are out there, I think they're more than capable of matching Chorley, and like you say, the pace of Crawford will be vital for FC.
Well, let me give you the teams first and foremost. I'll give you the FC United lineup this evening. It's in goals Lloyd Allison, Joel Seedy number 2, Danny Wisdom number 3, Scott Kay captain number 4 back after a small toe injury, FC United Sam Baird at number 5, Matty Hughes at 6, Kieran Glynn number 7, you'll be listening and look out for him, he's a top quality player, Danny Rackie number 8, Tom Greaves number 9, Conor McCarthy number 10 and Jamal Crawford number 11. FC United Manchester's bench, it lines up, it's Sam Tatum, Craig Linfield, Terrell Palmer, Jordan Fagbola and Mike Jones. FC United played in red shirts, white shorts and black stockings, and FC United's goalkeeper in green shirt, green black shorts and black stockings. I'll hand you over to my comrade to the right side to give you the visiting team.
Okay, the Chorley team tonight, number 1 in goal is Matt Irwin, number 2 Matthew Hughes, number 3 Adam Blakeman, number 4 their captain Andy Teague, number 5 is Scott Leather, number 6 is Steve Jordan, number 7 Josh Wilson, number 8 Josh O'Keefe, number 9 Jason Walker, number 10 Alex Newby, number 11 Jake Cottrell.
Fantastic, we'll give you the substitutes in a moment or two, but the referee Tom Kirk's about to get this game underway here under the floodlights here at Moston, FC United of Manchester versus Chorley FC. The team have met more times than any other two teams coming together over the years here, and always competitive. Chorley seldom concede, but when it comes against FC United and Manchester, it all goes out the window and you never know what you're going to get. But the game kicks off and Chorley kicking towards the SMRE on this cold Friday night as the first header comes in from Hughes. FC look like they're playing a 4-4-3-2-1, and they've been playing primarily for the season since Tom Greaves took over in October, a 3-5-2. I think they just want to change it around a little bit, give the opposition a little bit more to think about. So FC United Tuesday night, it's 0-0 if you just joined us though, by the way, and it's a Tuesday night game in the semi-final of the Manchester Premier Cup against Hyde, and that's at Hyde on Tuesday, so have a look for tickets there. It's a pay on the gate game. And then on Saturday, that's next Saturday the 17th, Stockport County are the visitors to FC United of Manchester, and it's the reason why Jim Gannon is here ruling the roost over FC United's Tom Greaves' team. Is the ball on the halfway line, McCarthy can't get on the end of it, it's picked up by Hughes, then the ball charged down initially, and Racky then tries to win the ball, doesn't get the second chance, but here come the visitors now. Through the middle they go, strong challenge by Kay, but it ricochets kindly for the number 7 now. Josh Wilson plays the ball out left hand side, looking for an offside decision, not getting it. The ball half charged down, and Racky comes across and clears his lines, but only as far as the halfway line, and going to be picked up now by Scott Leather. The plays it left hand side, the ball chipped down that far corner. Is it to stay in play? It's has to be good play there from Kieran Glidwell. He's done really well to win the ball, and then plays a nice ball into Racky. Racky can't afford to lose it there. Nice ball by Racky out right hand side. Now for FC United to charge over the halfway line, and a miscontrol really there for Jamal Crawford. Just undid himself, and it allows the visitors to come away with it over the halfway line in the final third. They cut inside. Strong play required from FC United, but the ball still with Newby. The ball now from left to right, picked up by the number 2, Matty Hughes. Cuts inside, looking for a shot. Can they get a shot away? They will have left it. It's a good ball that was played, but they're back on this right-hand side again, and this time Danny Wisdom is equal to it, and it'll go out for a goal kick. Well, frenetic start, Emily.
Yeah, certainly is. Plenty of pace. It'll be taking a few minutes just to settle down. Both teams quite frantic, not really getting the ball under too much control. Fantastic bit of play from Kieran Glynn, trying to calm things, trying to keep the pace, slow things down for FC.
Well, a goal kick for FC, looking to take it short, but decided against that. There was good closing down from the visitors, and it'll be a long clearance from FC United Manchester's goalkeeper. Alisson and the rest of the team actually on Saturday found it very difficult to actually clear the lines and clear the ball on a very heavy pitch, and a ball that was rather hard, I was told, as Wisdom wins a header and he flicks it, but unfortunately straight out for a got throw in.
We said that, didn't we? They pumped it up to the max, haven't they?
They certainly did. They pumped up the jam. Pump it up. 07596104122. Don't forget, all things Twitter, all things FC United Radio. Get in contact with us. If you've got something to talk about, debate, feel free to do so. We will be going on after the game this evening, and I think we're live on Manchester FM till 10 o'clock. So come and vent your spleen. As we wait for this throw-in to be taken on this near touchline. On the 25-minute mark, by the way, everyone out there, you've got the dulcet tones of James Quinn. You might recognise Mr. Quinn's voice from things such as Early Doors, the Laughing Policeman there, as Chorley now break though on the halfway line. Ball picked up by Jason Walker, plays it out left hand side now, 20 yards into the FC half. The ball is a poor one, and it's Jamal Crawford back defending and being pressurised into the corner flag, and well, he tries to play a ball to Senior, and a little bit of youthful exuberance, so he kicks it straight out for a corner ball. Emily, the ball's taken very quickly, no one's looking from FC United perspective. Luckily though, FC United or Chorley themselves weren't quite on the rep ball there. There's an opportunity now, first shot comes in, and well, after a corner ball that was taken that quickly, neither Chorley or FC were ready for it. Three ricochets later, it's a goal kick, but that could have gone anywhere.
Yeah, it certainly could. I mean, it was clever play that, Chorley taking it nice and quick. They could see the FC were on the back foot, they weren't really looking, but like you say, they weren't ready for it themselves. It became a bit of pinball, but that's when it's most dangerous. You know, they need to get settled very, very quickly and be alert to that.
Another goal kick from FC United and Manchester's goalkeeper, straight out for a throw-in. That's the second clearance he's made, and it's a poor one, and it'll be a throw in the halfway line, which Leather takes, plays it inside to Andy Teague, the skipper. Tall, strong, robust centre half, and the ball is a poor one, given away, and Senior can take over, plays the ball to the halfway line. Jamal Crawford picks the ball and plays it inside now to his skipper. Nice play there by Kay out right hand side. His Senior, he gets the charge beyond one, plays it inside towards Kieran Glynn. Not the best of balls, but they've given it away, Chorley, and it allows Wisdom. Plays it to Glynn. Oh, Glynn glides past one player, glides past the second player. Lovely ball out wide right hand side. Oh, it's slightly underplayed, but the intention was there. Lovely football again from Kieran Glynn, and FC United and Manchester have to start from the back.
That's what you want from Kieran Glynn. You need to see that a lot more. He's been coming into games and looking very strong. Well, that's the sort of football we've come to expect, and they'll be wanting to try and get him on the ball a lot more today.
Yeah, he's a quality young player, and FC United of Manchester will be trying, as I say, get him on the ball. That's a long clearance this time by Alisson. Greaves can't get on the end of it. Second ball needs to be picked up by a red shirt, but it's not. It's picked up by Josh Wilson. Two players around and converge, and they win the ball back. And Baird plays it to Kay. Kay back to Hughes. Hughes plays it out wide right to FC United of Manchester's number two. He's giving the ball away. Here's an opportunity, a shooting effort. Can they get the shot away? They can. Well, it was delayed and delayed and delayed and delayed by Josh Wilson, and he should have done a lot better with that then.
Yeah, you expect something to test the goalkeeper a little bit more. Like you say, he had the time, the space in front of him, but he seemed to almost think, second think it, and he just delayed it a little bit too much that allowed the keeper to get repositioned, FC's defence to get back, and he didn't really have much to aim for.
Well, it was a forced error from Senior. He just played the ball across, and it allowed the opportunity for Wilson, but as I say, it was a poor, poor effort, and FC United can start again from the back with Wisden, halfway line. Looks for some support. Gets in the form of Sam Baird, another youngster. Only turned 18 years of age, centre half for FC United of Manchester. Kay's ball's not brilliant. The ball played over the top by Baird is a decent ball to chase on. But unfortunately, well, McCarthy had given up. And it took Greaves coming from a far distance to come and try and gather that. But for me, McCarthy's got to trace that down and put the pressure on.
Yeah, certainly. They all need to squeeze on that, you know, and that comes from the front men. Like you say, chase the ball down, put the pressure on in there, because the keeper was quite far out to collect. A little mistake and you're in.
Well, Irwin with the clearance, but it's an offside decision. And FC will get the free kick. Matt Irwin came in early part of the season after an injury to Sam Ashton, ex-FC United of Manchester goalkeeper, who is here this evening warming up with Chorley. He's been out on loan since he's come back from that injury. He's out for nearly three quarters of a season. And he's currently plying his trade at Ramsbottom on dual registration as Alisson, FC's number one, hits the ball down this near touchline. Well, every ball he's played, Alisson, there must be a theme to it, because
he's
whipping it to this left-hand side.
Yeah, you can see what they're trying to do. They bring the ball in and trying to look for that flick on in behind the defence, but it's not coming off for them just yet.
Well, they have the throw, and it's Wisden. Wisden throws it down towards Kay. K against T. Well, there was a battle there early in the season when FC United was certainly dispatched at Chorley. This ball on the halfway line, it's headed clear by Hughes, and they want to take it quickly, but Matty Hughes now actually takes the throw. Cross comes FC's Hughes, and there's an offside decision, and FC get themselves a free kick. So if you just join us, well, good afternoon, good evening, good morning and welcome. This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com, the Armchair Army, brothers and sisters of revolutionary groups from around the world, and our friends at North Manchester FM, which we are actually going out live on.
I need to apologise. I put a tweet out saying a comfortable save for Carnell.
Oh my goodness.
Fair enough. As FC United trying to win the ball in the final third. Good pressurising there from FC United's number eight. He's back chasing there to win the ball. Doesn't quite come off for him. It's a lovely ball through the middle, and Senior has to be equal to it. Looking for an offside, FC United of Manchester. Not getting it. Senior read the danger. His clearance was poor, but it's out for a throw-in. But it needed to be
dealt with. Good strength there from Senior. Yeah, some of his balls haven't been particularly good, but he's been strong in a challenge.
Well, here comes Leather on the ball now. Racky does really well. Holds the ball, looks for some support, and he hits it down this near touchline. The ball's out of play for a throw into FC United of Manchester. Teague doesn't realise, and neither does Greaves, but initially, but now they do, and it's going to be a throw in. But again, you can see the quality of the 30-year-old there. He held the ball and he made himself a little bit of room, and he's whipped it in. Say 2 years without playing a single game, and let's hope he can be on the end of a winning scoreline, making his debut here at home, the home of FC United Broaders Park, as Hughes doesn't win that ball, but it's now picked up by Danny Wisden. Wisden to McCarthy. Lovely back heel by McCarthy. A 1-2 between him and Glynn. Glynn, the ball whipped over the right hand side. Glynn wanted it, but it was Kay that took over, and he plays it out to Senior. Into Glynn now. Glynn back to goal. Charges down the right hand side with the ball for Senior. Can Senior latch onto it? Yes, he can, and he can get himself a corner. Good football from FC United. Five passes there. Good quality play and corner ball results.
Yeah, fantastic. They've started to link a few passes. That's the first really strong move that we've seen. They've linked a couple of passes together, but that was with real promise. and good decision making from Senior. You could see that he couldn't really get the angle of a cross first time, and he's managed to get something, forcing a corner.
Well, Chorley leads two up, so FC have nearly three back. Kay sort of like in between defensive duty and opening the ball force for him, but with that it means that one of the Chorley players would be asked to then go back as he makes room for the ball. And Kay now in the penalty area with it, still touches a decent one. The ball chips in now by Wisden towards the back post. It's headed away, it's high in the air, and it's eventually the referee assistant has blown for a free kick.
What did Tom Greaves tell us on the bus on the way home? We're going to start working on some set pieces.
That looked a nicely worked one there, yeah.
Well, it was indeed, because you say Kay had come back to do a sort of defensive job, and then when the corner was about to take him, strode towards the corner flag, took it short, and it was good football.
Yeah, fantastic. Things like that will really test the defence, see how switched on they are, keep them moving around.
Well, lots of room now for Chorley. The ball played in the middle, through the opportunity now for the number nine. It's Walker. Walker's shot is poor, and it's a goal kick to FC United of Manchester. The one player we've actually not mentioned yet is Jake Cottrell. I don't think he's actually touched the ball, played in the number 11 shirt, ex-FC United of Manchester, played pretty over 150 games for FC, and now, since he's left, I think he must be at about 200-300 games, certainly for Chorley. Good competitive centre midfield player, but I don't think he's touched the ball. There's a good climb in there from FC United of Manchester. McCarthy, and a nice lovely ball right hand side from Glynn. Glynn has now the ball at his feet again, a little 1-2 with Jamal Crawford. Crawford out of the penalty area, tries to charge it into the penalty area, doesn't quite come off, but Kay wins the second ball, picked up by Senior. That's a high looping ball towards the back post, and it'll find nobody apart from the touchline and one of the ball crew, and a goal kick. 12 minutes on the clock if you just join us. Good afternoon, good evening, and it's 0-0 here at Broadhurst Park. No other scores to bring you. We would normally bring you thick and fast, but there's no games because FC ordinarily play on a Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, but because a team from Manchester around the corner play on a Saturday, we can't.
Abbey Hay.
Yes, Abbey Hay, yeah. As the goal kick is taken, Teague, the ball at his feet, looking for some support, plays it out left hand side. FC United can move, afford to move forward. Well, that's one thing they haven't done there. They had that chance to maybe squeeze the space, chose not to, and eventually a lovely cushion header back though by Baird. But that's where I'd like to see FC United putting the pressure on a little bit more when they're in their own third, squeezing that space as three players converge upon Kieran Glynn, and Glynn's got to be careful there. Just sent off for impetuousness the other week, but they've given the ball away, Chorley, and so's Joel Senior, and now Jake Cottrell does take over, and his ball's a poor one. But just going back to that challenge there on Kieran Glynn, it wasn't necessarily the fact the player had played the ball, it was the player that came in behind him, took Glynn out, and Glynn was nowhere near the ball.
Yeah, it's one of those, majority of the time you see them given. But like you say, the first challenge was a fair one, but the second player coming in.
And the ball at the halfway line now, and lovely control from Rackett. Oh, beautiful football from the 30-year-old. And FC United, another break now with McCarthy. McCarthy holds the ball. He's playing at left-hand side to Rackett. Rackett has Wisden if he wants him, but he's going to go the opposite way. Plays it inside now to McCarthy. McCarthy plays it to Glynn in the penalty area. Glynn goes past one, goes past the other. Two players around him, holds the ball well, and then chips it towards the back post. Rackett's there, heads it goal-bound, but it's not a particularly good header, and it should be gathered by the goalkeeper. But good football. Three players coming together well and working together well. The final shot not really coming to anything, unfortunately, as Hughes wins ahead on the halfway line. Racky on the ball again, does really well. Plays the ball with the outside of his boot 10 yards back to a Senior, but he found a player. Senior can afford to bob on now. And that's a lovely touch to Jamal Crawford from the FC United's number 9, but strong play there from the left back, and it results in a goal kick.
But yeah, some good play, yeah, some really good play, exciting stuff. You can see, you know, the difference in the quality of Racky. He might not have played for a couple of years, but he's certainly not lost his touch, and in his vision is fantastic. He's reading the game really well, he's drawing players in, and he's creating space for his teammates around him. I think Kieran Glynn is loving playing alongside him tonight, and again, Kieran Glynn bursting into the box. You think that the shot's on. Some clever defending from Chorley has forced him back out, but you know, the composure that he has to keep the ball.
Well, they're giving the ball away, Chorley and McCarthy now. Well, he's giving the ball away, and it's backwards and forwards, two in and throwing now, right hand side, onside there for Jason Walker. Ball to the penalty. There's a free man at the back post of that number seven again, Wilson. They charged down again by FC United of Manchester, and Wilson can't believe that he's had two chances and perhaps should have buried both of them.
He really should have done better with that one. He was on his own. Joel Senior, slightly out of position, made up for it with a diving block, but you know, he should be controlling that and getting it on target at the very least.
Well, good play against by Raki again, but the ball goes loose and it finds its way to Matto Irwin. So the texter just realised that you're out, you're live on the radio. That's all the very best from Brussels. That's Estelle, first met this morning, and enjoying life in the capital.
Can you get North Manchester FM in Delirium?
If you've had enough, if you drink enough of it, you can get anything in Delirium. Them tremors, definitely. 0-0. 17 minutes gone.
Delirium, Waffles, North Manchester FM.
Tremors. Well, the ball seems to have disappeared. I don't know where, but clearly there's an issue as we wait for a second ball to arrive, and it eventually does. It's interesting that the goal kicks are noticed, the likes of De Gea and others, they take it for the middle of the goal now, don't they, and hit it central, which seems to be a preferred choice, but certainly from an FC's perspective, the goalkeeper this time, Alisson, goes to the right hand side because he's knocking the ball straight out of play, but this time it falls to a blue head, and that was the head of Jake Cottrell. Ball out of play on the far side, is it? No, referee, let's play continue. As Cottrell again takes over, plays it out left hand side, 20 yards from FC's penalty area. There's a man at the back post, if it's, they can spot him. Well, Danny Wisdom had to win that ball and did. Needs to win the second ball as well. Strong but fair challenge, referee says, as Hughes into the penalty area. Good play there, McCarthy defending, helping out his fellow players and playing up the ball towards FC's number 9. Doesn't quite come off for him, but he has the ball back now. McCarthy in the right back position, or should I say left back position, hits the ball long toward Jamal Crawford, and it's a little bit scrappy, but Baird will calm things down. Plays a nice ball across back to his goalkeeper to give him a chance to gather his thoughts, and a long clearance. 0-0, 19 minutes on the clock here, Broadhurst Park. No real quality in front of goal, but here's an opportunity for the home team visitors to say, with Newby had the ball out wide at right hand side to Matty Hughes. Hughes plays the ball to the penalty, FC's keeper comes out and gathers it. And if you keep hearing the words Matty Hughes, it's because we've got two Matty Hugheses on the pitch. One who is a right back for Chorley, and one who's a centre half for FC United of Manchester.
Can't we just call him Charlie Hughes? That makes sense.
If you want.
I'll speak to James this
afternoon. The ball back in FC's penalty area, all the way back to the goalkeeper. Alisson takes a touch, plays it across to FC's Hughes. Back to Alisson. And looking for a bit of movement, the goalkeeper there. 24 years of age. Products of Chesterfield. Played for Chesterfield last season. 15 games in the league. And was very surprised to be released. But his release has been to the benefit for FC United. Manchester, been a really great addition. Looking for an offside decision against Chorley Hughes.
Yeah, defensively, FC there, they're reading that play now. The Chorley players, you can see them sitting right on the shoulder. It's normally Jason Walker up there, but that time it was Chorley Hughes. And they're stepping up together. You can see them working really well as a unit. The communication across the back four. And as they move, you know, they're in tune with each other.
I think Ben's over discussing Chorley Hughes and FC Hughes there with the man who will be joining us shortly on the radio. And it's 0-0 as the goal kick is taken. Sorry, the free kick is taken, I should say. There's a nice little cushion header from Kay. Throw into FC United of Manchester. Delirium is walkable from where we live. A bit of... Oh, I've got to go through the meat market, though. No, forget that. No personal messages, Estelle, this evening. We're on an FM station. There's a decent ball... You know, and that is a decent
ball.
Really
nice idea. So, you know, just need somebody to run onto that.
And no one was at all. Jamal should have been
diagonal
with his
ball across in front of the goalkeeper. Somebody needs to be attacking him just to put him off.
From defence to attack, Chorley go on the edge of the area. It's with Jake Cottrell. Cottrell left footed, holds the ball, still has it, plays it back to the number six there, Steve Jordan. Let's just say Scott Leather. They've changed their numbers unbeknown to us, but we do now know. As a poor ball by FC Hughes gives it away, but they've given it back. And McCarthy, who's very, very deep, can play a lovely culture ball down the far right hand side, picked up by Jamal Crawford. Crawford now charges towards goal. He's got Greaves, but he plays it back to Senior, 10 yards back. And Senior will play it another 5 yards back to Kay. Kay plays it inside, though, to Racky. Racky now has a man on this left hand side if he can find him, but he holds the ball well. Wants him to come close for it. Finds Jamal Crawford. Crawford now plays it to Glynn. Glynn, simple ball back to Racky. All being played, nice football outside the area. But FC United need to maybe capitalise upon this, and they get himself a free kick.
Yeah, he drew the foul then, did Racky. Very clever. There wasn't much on. So he drew the players in and took an extra touch.
A bit of slow motion. Oh, flipping heck, we've got Flanners from the Flan Clan. John Flanagan's here as well. Goodness gracious. Everyone's here, aren't they? They all know we're live on FM radio. That's what it is. Because they all converge
come
around
for a
us.
Mention.
Yeah, come for a mention. John Flanagan of Curzon Ashton to our right hand side, and Jim Gannon. Good friends, those two. I've been told, you know, they get on really well as managers. That management, you know, with that brotherhood of management. Anyway, it's a free kick. Now Danny Wisdom's over it, and so is Joel Senior. Now Danny Wisdom had a chance very similar to this on Saturday, and he ballooned it over the bar. Can he make amends? That's if he takes it. But he doesn't take it, and this time it's Senior, and he hits the wall, and it's a throw-in. So what I would be doing is saying, right, you take the one, you take the other, you two don't take one now. Give it to someone else. 23 minutes on the clock, 2 minutes away from the mighty Quinn. Halfway line, Wilson wins a header. It forced favourably for a blue shirt, and then a poor ball splits his own defence, but Chorley Hughes wins it. But it's a throw in to United on the halfway line. You'd be pleased to know you'll have Emily to give you really good up-to-date information as well. So I go take a break, and I'll be back for the final part of the game, as Racky does really well again. Wisdom's ball was a poor one, and Jake Cottrell can take over deep in their own penalty, towards the penalty area, though picked up by Steve Jordan. Plays it out left hand side up to Wilson, the only man really who's had two gilt-edged chances and should have maybe, well, clearly should have actually scored both of them, as FC United were nearly in a decent position there, but they've given the ball away because neither player thought it was for them, and both left it. But the ball back on the halfway line, good football from Chorley here, as Jake Cottrell takes over. Left footed, chips the ball forward, and Hughes, well, he brings it down in his chest and palms it from with his chest out for a throw-in on the far side of the ground.
Neither team really being able to create too much opportunity in the final third. Both sides are comfortable in possession in the centre of the field.
Well, good movement from Chorley Hughes. It's a good header down for Wilson. Wilson shot this time. Well, it's slightly better, but again, he's got to do better there. I mean, he's got no one in front of him. It was poor defending from FC, in fairness. And he could have maybe taken another touch and then had a shot, but he chose not to. But he has been the only player that's had three shots on target. And it should be 3-0. But it's not. It's 0-0.
No, he's not really connected very well with that. He's almost just a slightly not got the power on it that he would have hoped for. Made it slightly easier for Allenson to save. But I was saying that they're not really being able to have the much of the passing and movement in the final third as attacking players. They're keeping the ball well in the middle of the park, but they're not quick enough around the 18 yard box, neither side, for me.
Well, thank you, Emily. Good evening to you. 0-0 here, 25 minutes gone in this National League North affair. FC United and Chorley, just 4 points separating the teams, and FC could go within 3 points of the extended playoffs with a win tonight. But it's 0-0 as Teague brings it forward for Chorley, and gives it away, though. Scott Kay there, give and go with Racky, and then plays it forward now. And Greaves just can't get the end of it, but Teague does well in the end, but gets himself into trouble. And then and FC have it there, Kieran. And in the end, it was a foul there by Jake Cottrell, FC alumni, and just trying to get his side out of a spot of bother after some careless play there by Andy Teague. And FC with a free kick about 25 yards out to dead centre. Racky, the man standing over it at the moment. And Conor McCarthy also, and senior, who took that free kick a few moments ago. Wisdom as well. Quite a posse here in Glynn. So as the referee gets the wall sorted out there, young referee tonight, Mr. Kirk. So Racky or Wisdom by the look of it. And Racky hits the top of the wall. And now it's Greaves as he enforced out to the left there. Plays it infield. That's Jamal Crawford. Racky there with a decent looking ball in, and just couldn't get on the end of it there. Was that Kieran Glynn? No, in fact it was Danny Wisdom, yeah, who stayed forward.
It was a fantastic ball in from Racky. He hit it with some pace, so to ensure that the player receiving wouldn't have to do too much with it, just glide it across, back across the 6 yard box. But it was just a little bit too high for him.
Indeed. So Kieran Glynn there gets a bit of a barge, but he's still got the ball, and well, it's gone the other way. From here, it looked like the offender was Jake Cottrell. But, Chorley bring it forward now, and it's Sam Baird with a header. Comes there to Matty Chorley Hughes. And now it's Kieran Glynn. Now flicks it on there. That's intended for Greaves. Can't quite get the Teague with a half volley back to his keeper, Matt Unwin. And Matt Unwin now in an all yellow strip there with the clearance. It's Josh O'Keefe there with a misdirected header. Racky gets on the end of that, but and it's cleared by Scott Leather. As Wisdom tracks back to mop up there, and a little bit of pressure for Bear, but he plays it back to Allinson, slightly sliced his clearance. Picked up by Cottrell, who nods it out to the left-hand side, and Jason Walker will pursue that. And he plays it in field very neatly there to Adam Blakeman. Blakeman there plays it back there to Leather. And now there's a... almost got through there, did... Adam Blakeman there with a nice run, but Allinson has it safely. Still 0-0.
Yeah, the players around him weren't quite on the same wavelength. He'd created that, and he was trying to feed a ball through, but nobody was running onto it for Chorley. That's he'll be disappointed with his teammates, because he'd managed to create an opening that they haven't been able to do so far.
So Lloyd Allinson plays this out to Sam Baird, left-hand side of the defence, has to play it back to Allinson. That's good pressing from Newby. And now, clearance to Allinson out to the left-hand side. Wisdom nods it infield from the halfway line, but Chorley win it back. It's Chorley Hughes there, down the side there. As Alex Newby, close to the corner flag, right-hand side. Baird in attendance. Baird does well, concedes a throw-in.
Great defending there from Baird. He stood him up the whole way, not allowing him any room, and timing the challenge, forcing a throw-in.
And Hughes will take this for Chorley. And needs some options around him. It's Jordan there, plays it out. Teague has come forward, he takes it towards the byline, gets the ball in, but it's blocked and cleared there by Tom Greaves. No one really up for FC, but Kieran Glynn has got up there, put a little bit of pressure there on Jordan. I beg your pardon, Leather. And offside there at the other side. And there's Chorley's Matty Hughes throwing up his hands in horror at that mistake there. Wasted opportunity for the visitors. If you just joined us, there are Matty Hughes on each side this evening, and Matty, who's wearing the number 2 shirt for Chorley, and we're calling him Chorley Hughes. And now it's Wisdom, has the ball midway inside Chorley territory. Now it's Conor McCarthy, surrounded by two, but well dispossessed there, and Jake Cottrell plays it forward, and it's flicked on nicely there, and good movement here from Chorley. Josh Wilson, but a great tackle there by Hughes, did ever so well there.
Yeah, he had to time that really well there. A good bit of play from Chorley. Mike Hughes needed to get across to shut it down and allow his FC.
Now Chorley have it on the edge of the box. And well, there's Jake Cottrell there, who couldn't control the ball, got it back to Teague though. Teague plays it forward, nice dummy, and now they have it just outside the box. That's a good runner now. Chorley's Matty Hughes will try and chip it in, but he'll go out for a goal kick. But for me, Emily, Chorley look the more likely. They look stronger tonight.
Yeah, they do. I think they've had more of the possession, and they seem to be creating a little bit more around the 18-yard, but nothing clear cut. What FC need to do for it is just push out, just close the gap between the midfield and the front three.
Still 0-0 here, and Allinson with a goal kick for FC United. Reeves will go up for that, but he's beaten to it by Scott Leather, and offside against Chorley there. Somebody lagging up that rather.
Yeah, he came in, received the ball from an offside position,
rather ambling back. So it's Scott Kay now with this free kick, plays it short to Kieran Glynn, who tries to be quite clever in his own half there, gets himself into a bit of trouble. Scott Kay has to mop up, and Allinson with the clearance. Racky there battling away with his opposite number, Josh O'Keefe. Now Scott Kay has it. Can FC string a few passes together here? McCarthy, poor ball, but Kieran Glynn wins it back well. Now it's Greaves. Greaves plays it back there to Racky. First time ball to Senior, right hand side, Joel Senior. As he tries to bring it infield, slides it infield. Jamal Crawford plays it back to Racky. Racky spreads it out to Joel Senior, about 35 yards out, but he's on the right hand side. Racky plays it forward. McCarthy back to goal, 25 yards out. Keeps possession. Now try and put a cross in, but it's blocked. Now it's Kieran Glynn, 25 yards out, plays it across there. Can't get enough penetration in the cross, and it'll be a free kick to Chorley just outside the box there. Jason Walker was pretty streetwise there, just made sure his foot was caught, and takes the pressure off his side.
They're making it very difficult, Chorley, for FC coming forward. You know, they're holding up the play very well, and you could see Conor McCarthy, he's got his back to goal and he's holding the ball up. He's looking for runners on either side of him, but they weren't coming. And that's when you want Crawford in the game a little bit more.
And that's cleared out for a throw into Chorley, about 15 yards inside FC territory, left-hand side. It's played back there to Teague on the halfway line. Teague chips it forward there, invitingly, good ball. Chorley have it left-hand side, but careless ball back there. Now it's Leather, plays it out to the left-hand side. Gets it back, but intercepted. Some slightly scruffy play there, and they have it now in the box to a Chorley low cross in. And that will be a corner on the near post. Not sure whether Allinson needed to save that, but just wasn't going to take any chances.
Yeah, I think, you know, in a position like that, it was coming driven in low and hard to that near post. He doesn't want to be beaten there. He needed to get something on it, push it round. But we're making a couple of errors. FC knocking it back, playing themselves into trouble a little bit, and putting pressure on the back four.
0-0 at the corner ball here for Chorley, left footed. And well, he was totally unmarked there, was Josh Wilson, and he had a great chance and he nodded it wide. And FC just need just a little bit of a wake up call here, you feel?
Yeah, it's the same man again. It's four opportunities. You know, you'd expect one of them to be on target.
And on that, talking about possession, FC normally have probably a 60-40 possession in their favour. here at Broaders Park tonight. Chorley with 55% of the possession so far. Teague with the header. Is it back into FC territory? Matty Hughes for FC United. And that's a spread out there to Chorley's Matty Hughes. Spreads it out to the right hand side. Newby there. Newby, can he get a cross in? Low cross in, but doesn't beat the first man. Baird deals with it. Wisdom will clear. Down the left-hand side, can FC pick this up? No, they can't. Ball is back with Andy Teague. Left-footed long ball forward, but Wisdom will pick that up. Or he'll shepherd it. But he'll pass it back in the end to Allinson. Still 0-0 here. And it's 36 minutes played. And Jake Cottrell on the halfway line for Chorley. Spreads it out to the left-hand side. Blakeman. Wins a throw in. CFC not really getting going. Some nice touches from Kieran Glynn. But FC just a bit below par so far tonight. Joel Senior with the header. Won though by a Chorley head. Chorley have it again. It's played back there. Cottrell. Good pressure from Glynn, but Cottrell does ever so well there. Gets past Glynn. And there it's down. And the flag stays. Flag goes up a little bit late, the flag, as Alex Newby went through. Nice idea, nice work from Cottrell. Just needed the pass probably about a second earlier, or maybe Newby could have held his run, but they do look more dangerous, Chorley, no doubt about that.
Yeah, they do. There's a few players out there for FC that haven't really got themselves into the game yet, and they're putting a lot of pressure on the players around them. We've not seen too much of Crawford, which is putting Joel Senior under a lot of pressure. He's having to do a lot of work and he's working very hard. You've got, you know, midfielders in there that perhaps haven't quite got the fitness yet. The touch is good, but they're not being played into the game to allow them to play to their strengths. And Chorley are getting the better of them and moving the ball around a lot quicker.
Jamal Crawford has moved out to the right-hand side now. And a battle there, that will be a foul. It'll be a foul for FC United, and that's a very strange one there. Jason Walker took the free kick quickly, assuming he'd been pushed over. That was an odd one, because I'm not quite sure what Walker did there, but kick's taken quickly. Wisdom now has it left-hand side. Now Kieran Glynn, halfway line. FC not gaining a lot from that quick free kick, and definitely not gaining anything. It's a very, very careless ball from Kieran Glynn, which goes out of play on the far side for a throw into Chorley.
See, what's happening is that Crawford's been drawn inside quite a lot, and he's been drawn in central, and so players are looking for him out on that right hand side, and he's not there.
And oh, good tackle, halfway line. Scott Kay spreads it out to the right hand side. Now Crawford has it. Crawford, lazy square ball there, tended for Racky, but no way it was going to get to him. Chorley clear their lines. Sam Baird with a header. Wisdom will try and get on the end of that, but can't do so. And now it's a Walker. Walker with a good ball in there, but Matty Hughes is alert, heads it clear. Wisdom battling away. Can't quite get to his feet in time. But McCarthy almost as well, but Chorley have it back, right-hand side. And now it's a Jordan. Jordan plays it forward. An awkward one for Matty Hughes of FC, but he clears it. Now it's Kieran Glynn trying to bring it forward in his own half there. He's got two red shirts ahead and spreads it out nicely. McCarthy. Oh, McCarthy. Absolutely lamentable first touch there. Beautiful. He had so much space in front of him. Heavy touch. Gives it away. That beautiful work from Kieran Glynn. Very, very
fantastic. It was super work from Glynn. And then we saw the speed of Crawford. He drew a lot of defenders with him, did Crawford. And Glynn was facing towards that right-hand side. He's had a lovely reverse pass into McCarthy's feet, but his first touch just so heavy.
Now Jake Cottrell about 30 yards out will try one, and it'll be high, wide, and pretty ugly actually. Cottrell left FC about 6 years ago now, was it? And he's remained at Chorley ever since. Chorley a bit of a sort of flatter deceive a bit in this league, Chorley, for runs where you think they could get amongst the playoffs, then fade. So it's the sort of game that FC will want to take 3 points from, but at the moment, just a little bit under the cosh. But it's still 0-0. Just 3 minutes to go to half time. 4 minutes, I should say. And now, just offside there was Josh Wilson. He doesn't like that decision.
It was a very tight decision. They're playing a really tight line, FC's defence. They have to keep the communication, and they're stepping forward just in time. That one, I don't know how he managed to call it, because it was very, very tight.
So Lloyd Allenson, because he's an official.
He's
been trained.
Yeah, that's it.
So Allenson plays it forward, easily won there by Chorley, and they'll get that away. Now then, Baird, and strange pass to Senior, but Senior comes forward with the ball right hand side, over halfway, good speed from Senior, plays it forward there, and Greaves overhits a pass. It was a neat idea, but far too much on it, intended for Crawford. Can Crawford do anything about his lack of involvement in the game, or does he need some service out to the right there?
I think the service is coming. They're not really finding him. He's just not in tune with the players around him tonight. He's been drawn inside, and then when he is outside, they're not actually finding him.
So
there's a few players out there that you can see that the system that they're playing tonight it's changed from the previous game for FC. You know, the formation that we've got, and I'm not sure whether that's something that the management will think about at half time. They might need to move players around, because they're giving Chorley a little bit too much time and space to bring the ball forwards.
Oh, this falls now, and now it's Chorley's Matty Hughes with a cross, and important header there from a Scott Kay. No FC there, not dealing with it. Now it's a shot, goes over the bar, Blakeman, but FC there. Oh, let's see, really weak header out, went to a Chorley player, Blakeman, thankfully from an FC point of view, blasts it over the bar.
Yeah, you know, they come forward very quickly, and they're finding lots and lots of space. They're still yet to really test Allenson as much as they're creating things, Chorley, and I think that's the one thing that they'll go in and they'll be very disappointed with, that they haven't really tested him, and there should be, you know, at least a goal ahead for what they've been, the work rate that they've been putting in.
Scott Kay plays it forward. McCarthy will go after that, but it'll be easily dealt with by Stephen Jordan. And Joel Senior with a throw in on the halfway line, right hand side for Baird there, but it slides past him. But almost a misunderstanding, and the analysis just has to blast it into the stand.
Yeah, went for safety.
And throw in now. Chorley's Matty Hughes plays it back there to Jordan. Now T plays it out again to Chorley's Matty Hughes. And that's going to the far post. It'll be easy. Oh, what a strange clearance from Jamal Crawford. And another weak shot. But Jamal Crawford got on the end of it and just almost was an assist potentially there. For and it was Josh.
A very good one as well.
Josh O'Keefe, though, again made a hash of his shot. And yes, as Emily says, they'll be regretting that they haven't taken advantage of their superiority in this half. Chorley. 0-0, the score remains. Just a couple of minutes to go to half time. And I think Tom Greaves and the FC Brains Trust will be glad to get in there and regroup.
Don't think either side is going to be too happy with what's happened in the first half. I think FC will go in slightly happier if it remains 0-0 at the moment. Chorley will be disappointed not to be ahead. But plenty for them to talk about and look at. I think FC will look at maybe changing the system that they're playing, the formation. They might regroup and move players around to prevent Chorley having as much space as they've got in the central areas.
And we're in the final minute now, approaching the end of the 45 minutes, and Chorley have a free kick about 7 or 8 yards inside FC territory, left hand side.
Referees indicated there'll be a minimum of 1 minute added time.
And that's play forward. Teague, keeper under pressure, and free kick. One of those. I think Teague just goes up for it, but so as so often happens, if a keeper goes over, the whistle goes. And as you may have heard, 1 minute of added time. So we're at the fag end of this first period. And Lloyd Allenson preparing to take a free kick from the box. Can FC create one last movement, put some pressure on Chorley. Allinson, that ball hovers in the air. Teague misjudges it rather, and now it'll be brought away by Chorley's Matty Hughes. Plays it forward. That's a decent looking ball. Walker's on the end of it, and Allinson comes out. He's just by the corner flag now. He's got to give this a good bit of welly, and does so. That's a throw in now. Referee looks at his watch, and it's Teague in his own half. And there it goes, the whistle. Well, no goals here, and a lot for both sides to think about, Emily, as they go in for the break.
Yeah, certainly, though. I think half time's come at the right time for both camps. I think a lot needs to be changed. I think, like I say, Chorley could go in happier in terms of what they've created, but they'll be very disappointed not to be ahead. And FC, it'll be an opportunity for them to regroup, come out, and really. And I think it is. I think it's a formation that they've got, that they're allowing Chorley a little bit too much time and space to come forward. So yeah, both teams half time, much needed regrouping.
Indeed, and we'll leave you here at Broadhurst Park. We'll be back with the second half in about a quarter of an hour. And for now, though, we'll leave you with a scoreline of FC United and Manchester nil, Chorley nil.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
Welcome back to Broadhurst Park. You're listening to FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com, and you lovely people, the Armchair Army, live on FCM Radio across the world. And to the folk in North Manchester, North Manchester 106.6 FM. And joining us now, it's Stato Paul and the salad cream in your salad. It's Woodzo. Hello, Woodzo, how are you?
Hello, Paul, how are you?
Listener, we're not normally this pleasant to each other, but I'll just let you know, if you're new to this tonight.
We've got guests around, do you mind?
So
it's 0-0 here. FC United, Tom Greaves said something interesting in a post-match interview with us, which got blown up on the National League website as a direct quote. I don't like the written word, by the way. That maybe 3-5-2, the opposition had found us out against Nuneaton, perhaps. He's changed it slightly here. It's a subtle change, but it's a change nonetheless. And what have you made of it, Woodzo, in that first half?
Can we go back to 5-3-2 or whatever it is, please?
Has it been that bad? I'd be quite entertained by some of FC United.
Has it been that bad? Not only have tonight we got Norman Wisdom at the back, we've got Lauren Hardy and Harold Lloyd. I've been rehearsing that in my head for 45 minutes, to be fair. I've been dying to get it in. I'd say it was shocking, but I don't think it's been that good.
No, I'm gonna stick with the positives.
Don't get me wrong, we're quite fortunate. Charlie, I'm not very good.
Do you want my negatives first?
Yes, please.
Okay. What I've been watching for 45 minutes is...
Your phone?
Yeah, probably. FC going forward look like a cow with a handbrake stuck.
Yeah.
And Chorley...
A cow or a car?
I thought he said cow at first, to be fair, but yeah, definitely a cow.
Well, if a cow's got a handbrake, fair enough. We're moving that slowly. As for Chorley, well, Chorley have got an interesting record. They've played 28 games in the league, and there's been 59 goals in those 28 games.
They don't score many,
they don't concede many.
It's the worst we've played at home for a long time so far. I mean, I'll be honest with you, if we didn't have Glynn and Racky, we wouldn't have any football on the pitch.
This is what I'm going to say. Glynn and Racky.
Just giving two highlights, absolutely.
Glynn and Racky.
The pass of the game from Glynn.
Oh, it was superb. Followed by
the worst piece of control in the game.
Now, I'm going to talk about that, because I thought, looking here, Glynn's facing towards the park side, and there's a run down here from McCarthy on the main stand side, and I thought,
he can't see that ball. How could he possibly see that? Oh, that's a wonderful pass.
It was.
It's like we could see the pass.
But it's almost like McCarthy thought the same thing and forgot to control the ball.
No, he was just doing it. He was just being normal.
But there has been some good link-up play in midfield between Racky. Obviously, we saw a bit of quality in him against Nuneaton.
He was just
off it. Tonight,
he's been off it the second half of the first half. I understand he's not. Last week was the first game he's played. Although he did play a couple of pre-season games for Charlie, I've found out in the week, in the summer.
Really? Well, he's just been going. He's been trying to get fitness
touches,
where he can.
His touches have been. He's played so much in the football league.
Level.
You can see it. Yeah. Let's not try and talk it down too much. It's difficult not to because it's not been particularly great.
It's been described as like a cow
with no handbrake,
with its handbrake on. There's been moments where FC United haven't created any chances though, have they really?
Well, we've not had a shot on target.
Exactly. Again,
I was going to say the closest we've come was a bit of link-up play between Racky, Glynn and McArthur, and Glynn went into the penalty box and I thought shoot, but
yeah,
he didn't.
He ended up coming back and he was almost down like Byrne Road before we knew it.
But most of the chances have come in FC United's penalty box, unfortunately. But then again, there's nothing major happened.
It's like I say, we're fortunate in that Charlie haven't been particularly great themselves. Against a good team tonight, we'd be a couple of goals down, I would say.
Now, just to mention,
let's be honest, you know.
Just to mention for Jamal Crawford, it's his debut this, surely.
It's his starting debut.
Yeah, starting debut. He doesn't quite know where he's playing, does he, at the moment? He's kind of wide right, but then getting dragged into it. And
he struggled to get in the game.
And I think the problem is as well, it's a confidence thing. His first couple of touches in the game were atrocious. I mean, he kicked one out for a corner, which...
Oh, he did a nice bit of skill
down
there,
though. And then he's giving it away. And a young lad on his start, you want a good start. And his first couple of touches... It weren't great for him, and that sort of your confidence is going to be hit a little bit. I think he showed towards the end of the half he's got into it more and he's looked a bit more assured. It's just frustrating because you know as well as I do how we can, especially at home, how we can play, and we've just not got going in any way, shape, or form. I think the tone was set with Charlie's quick corner, which all 11 of our players seem to have all sat down and having a bit of a kip. Which almost resulted in a goal.
It caught out Charlie, to be fair.
Well, to be fair, yeah. I mean, it caught everyone. I was only half watching myself, to be fair. But it's just frustrating because we're better than that. But it's 45 minutes to go, you know.
Now, we've had some correspondence in. Tim's been in touch today. Hola, radio crew from a chilly southern Spain. Oh. Charlie Skipper Teague seems to have been around for years.
Yes, he's an Antigue.
Hey, Antigue, I like it.
I wonder if that's what Tim meant.
Probably.
That's what he's teeing up there. And he also says a big shout out to Jack Doyle. Yes, indeed. Get well soon, Jack.
I was wondering where he was.
He's a bit poorer.
Oh, is he?
He's listening to us. It's hopefully we've made you feel a bit better, Jack.
I don't feel particularly well at the moment, funnily enough.
Mike O has been in touch to say, nice to see. This is a reference, I think, for Woodside.
Maybe not. Is it a bit brutal?
Nice to see 90s. Oh, hang on. Page has just gone off. Nice to see 90s WWF wrestler Razor Ramon turning out for SC in the number 8 shirt. Now, if you don't stop it, Mike, Scott Hall and the rest of the NWO are going to come out to your house and sort you out. Anyway.
He has got a cracking haircut, especially for a hairdresser.
Oh, he's got lovely hair. Especially if you're a trainee hairdresser.
It was a real one.
He's a dreamboat, isn't he?
I think he's a real one.
Around. Oh, look at this.
No, but he's a hairdresser. That's what he does. He owns a hairdressing salon.
Oh, does he?
Yes.
Like Teasy Weasy.
See, interesting, because my 6-year-old son asked me an interesting question the other day, and it perplexed me. Where do hairdressers get their hair cut?
That's a good point.
What a profound question that is.
Look at it. Mr. Racky, nowhere. they just tie you back and put a headband on.
Closing thoughts to you, Woodzo, before we hand back to the commentary team.
Well, they're not here, yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, part of Marie.
Isn't there a gentleman who wants to plug his show?
I think he's gone. He got bored of listening to this witless nonsense.
Yeah, sorry about that. 60 Jukebox coming next Friday.
Yeah, listen to it.
Yeah.
We just need to start playing. We can play football. Like you say, Ben, there's been a couple of good moves. Literally a couple. That shows what we can do. Do that more often.
Too.
Do that more often. Get the handbrake off the cow and away we go. There's no release. It's not Manchester. We're going to be
can
off.
Can you milk
we?
A car? It's a bit weird. Anyway,
can you beat an egg or is it a drum? I can't remember.
Woodzo, a big thank you for joining us.
Hey, no, it's sometimes whatever and always sure.
Thank you. Even if you are. Thank you. So you're listening to SC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com. Okay, and you lovely people, the Armchair Army, live here on fcmradio.co.uk and on North Manchester 106.6 FM. Stato Paul, you're still here, and this is my quiet contemplation
moment. We haven't got latest scores to work on because it's a Friday night.
No, but we do have matches taking place tomorrow in the league, and we should also add as well that a win today for FC United
pushes it to 11th. If we can steal a win tonight, we go to 11th.
Now, obviously, what the danger is, and this is the problem FC United have got at the moment in this league, is I think we're 6 points from the relegation zone currently, so it's all...
Yeah, I mean, the real concern is, you know, it's become a weekly event, hasn't it, that we don't see a lot of goals coming. So we're going to struggle to win games because we're not scoring a lot, and we don't have the resources to go out and buy a goal scorer.
FC Live will be back on Tuesday night on FCM Radio with full coverage of the Manchester Premier Cup semi-final between fellow fan-owned side Hyde United at Ewan Fields. We'll be on air on Tuesday night from 7:30, and then obviously we'll be back here on Saturday for FC United
for the biggie
against Stockport County. Be there. So if you listen to us on North Manchester FM, head down. It's affordable football. It's 3 o'clock on a Saturday, and Saturday it's a big game. So yes, why not?
Don't be fooled by this Friday night enterprise. It's a very rare event.
I like Friday night football.
Well, it does kind of open the weekend up a bit. Admittedly,
yeah. You know, I can have a lion tomorrow.
I mean, would you rather a Friday than a Sunday?
Yeah, I'm making Scale Electric tomorrow.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I've got
you're already committed. And,
yeah, absolutely. We've just mistimed it, Woodzo. We did think we only had a couple of minutes left, but sorry. Anyway. Ouch. Don't go yet. There's no point going yet. And if you're listening to FC United for the first time and you're wondering, this sounds fun, head over to fc-utd.co.uk because it does get even funner because we're a members' own club.
And you can come and buy things like scarves and all kinds of stuff.
At the club shop, yes. That's right. So anyway, FC United, 0-0 here. What needs to happen for the second half against Charlie?
Well, it's a difficult one considering what we've got on the bench because we haven't got a lot of strike power anyway. I just feel that with two things, we've got to pass the ball better. We've got to and move it quicker. But we've also, you know, the old chestnut of getting support from the midfield further forward.
It's an interesting formation. I mean, we did touch on the formation. We've changed. And we have to say, obviously, Tom Greaves is playing up front on his own. He's been supported by, this is how I think it's supposed to work, Glynn from the middle, Crawford on the right, McCarthy on the left, and Racky and Kay in a kind of defensive midfield role. Emily Maguire's joined us back here.
Emily has probably got an opinion on this.
Yeah. I don't think it's really suiting our play, especially against the opposition, more than anything. I think it's giving them too much opportunity, too much time, too much space to do what they like. I don't think the support is coming. You're saying, we've got Greaves up on his own. But the gap is becoming too big. So between Kay and Glynn and Racky, they seem to be playing together in one area, and then we've got McCarthy and Greaves trying to play off each other. Crawford, for me, unfortunately, he's not really been in the game quite as much, whether or not we're not playing him in the game, but he's not looked as sharp as we've seen him.
I mean, it is his first proper start.
I know, and it's a different system to what he's used to in terms of, you know, other systems that FC have been playing, and it does take time to settle in. And to be fair to him, we're not really playing him the ball. But
would you say it's fair play what the management team have done to change the way FC play in a week?
Yeah.
The other thing as well is it's not really changed the ethos of a Tom Greaves side. What we've seen a lot is what FC United tend to do, especially away from home, is try and do containment. And we saw that at Blyth, didn't we?
Yeah.
They try and suck you in and then do something. And at the moment, it is still 0-0. So
yeah, I think, I mean, for me...
Hopefully, Conor McCarthy has taken his diver boots off for the second half and he's put
first,
some proper boots
that
on.
That touch before. I dropped my phone and everything. Anyway, thank you to Stato Paul for joining us. We should say you can follow the stats live as they happen, thanks to our friends at Constructive Coding. That's at liveteamstats.com. And as I said, for more information about FC United, visit fc-utd.co. fcunited.co.uk. Are you there? Why not become a member? Anyway, FC United back out on the pitch. Charlie back out on the pitch. And chips have arrived. Yes!
Chips and sandwiches.
But unfortunately, some people on this press bench will be commentating. So you might as well. Oh, look at James there. Look at him. My goodness, that was incredible. Amazing reflexes there from oh, thank you. Sandwiches and chips down here for Dictionary Corner. Much appreciated. Anyway, it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team.
Stop chewing
your chips.
I'm
sorry, North Manchester FM listeners. This is very unprofessional. I do apologise. Anyway, this is FC Live brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Armour. The second half. FC United against Chorley here on FC Radio and North Manchester FM. It's Emily Maguire and James Quinn.
Thank you very much, Ben. And FC with a lot of work to be very interesting to see how things develop, how long takes before a change is made. And off we go. Ball passed back to Matty Hughes and cleared now by Joel Senior down the line, but easily cut out. Racky there just gets on the end of it instead of taking control of it, just hoofs it downfield. Scruffy period of play there in the middle, but Jake Cottrell plays and it hits Baird, and Baird does well in the end. Scott Kay also helping the mop up. Back four tonight for FC United, and there's Kieran Glynn. Wisdom there threads it down there. Conor McCarthy under pressure, back to goal, plays it forward to Scott Kay. There's too much on that, and the FC lineup tonight: Allinson Senior, Wisdom, Scott Kay the skipper, Baird, Hughes, Glynn, Racky, Greaves, McCarthy, Crawford on the bench, Tatum, Linfield, Palmer, Fagbola and Mike Jones. As a Chorley bring it forward, there, but it's easily won. Chorley lineup: Onwin, Irwin, Hughes, Blakeman, Teague, Leather, Jordan, Wilson, O'Keefe, Walker, Newby and Cottrell. On the bench, Whitman, Challoner, Carver, Molyneux and Metz. And it's Chorley in possession now, just inside their own half. And Blakeman, square ball to Teague. A little bit of pressure from Greaves, but spreads it out to the right-hand side. Jordan plays it forward. And that goes out for a goal kick. And so what do you think about the back four, Emily?
Yeah, I think they're working well together. There's good communication across the line. They're moving and they're in tune with each other. You know, if it's out on the right-hand side, they're all pushing over together. And they're stepping out when they need to. I think that the difference in this half should be that, you know, when they push out, the midfield are pushing up a little bit higher up the field as well and a bit quicker.
Now it's Kieran Glynn on the turn. Midway, oh, that's a nice ball. Greaves! Greaves! Oh, and Teague did well. It was a decent ball from Kieran Glynn. Teague very alert there. Experienced centre-half, and now it's just offside. Well, that came off an FC head, and the Chorley player was in a slightly offside position, but was that a correct decision?
I think.
Do you think it bounced off the player's head rather than the player heading the ball?
I think the initial pass, you know, when it was made, I think he was in an offside position.
Okay.
For me, anyway.
But if it comes off the... Anyway, we'll come back to points of rule if there's a little ebb in play, but FC have it. Sam Baird on the halfway line, slides a nice pass forward to Scott Kay, a little bit of space, left-hand side, and he spreads it out there to Wisdom. Wisdom doesn't keep it in. How frustrating there for United. It's not the first time tonight where they've set up an interesting position and then just a little bit of careless play, an overhit pass or whatever, and opportunity is squandered. As Wisdom heads it down there, and work there from Matty Hughes for FC United, but this is spread out to the left-hand side, and Blakeman has a lot of space in front of him. Jamal Crawford comes back, gets his foot in well, but the ball breaks for Chorley. And Leather chips it forward, but it's won by an FC head. Now McCarthy has it in his own half, loses it. Baird picks up the second ball. Good pressing from Chorley. And Racky now, can they get rid of this ball? He wins a foul, does Racky, and just as well, because FC really made a meal of dealing with that then. And it will be Allinson who'll stroll forward to take this one.
Yeah, they were a bit static there, FC. You know, each player was leaving, you know, looking around, leaving the responsibility to somebody else, and they were very tight, very close together. They couldn't get the ball away. Fantastic pressure from the Chorley front line to force that error.
Now then, FC have it left-hand side, but Greaves now on the left flank takes it past his man, but overhits that, and Teague is in there, alert as ever. Throw in, far side, FC have it, Kieran Glynn. Kieran, the square ball, Racky thinks about a shot, goes way over the bar. Well, the chance was there, it opened up in front of him, you can't blame him for trying a shot there, but no one so far at this football match seems to have arrived with a pair of shooting boots. Surely the offenders in the first half. Blakeman brings it forward for Chorley, midway inside his own half, plays it forward. Baird there with the head, a bit of an awkward bounce for him there, but Chorley win it back. Racky with a foul, and it's a free kick for Chorley now. About, what, 15 yards or so inside FC territory. It's going to be 20 yards if the referee allows him to. Yes, now it's played forward there by Leather. Now it's Blakeman, goes towards the box there, and there, oh, and that's, and it's a free kick just on the edge of the box there. It was a careless challenge, I felt, there from Jamal Crawford. Yeah. Very risky one too, right on the edge of the box.
It was, he was behind play, he's slightly out, off with his timing. The initial ball in though, it was Blakeman, you know, he dropped his shoulder that really sent Crawford the wrong way. It was a lovely bit, you know, he ran in a straight line, and it was just that body swerve that sent Crawford off, and it was a lovely feed, really good play, and yeah, he was fortunate that he wasn't, you know, another yard inside. And
so Josh Wilson now with this very dangerous looking free kick. It's literally about a foot or so outside the 18 yard box of FC United, left hand side. In it comes there, blasts it, but it's headed well. But on the right-hand side, Jake Cottrell picks up the second ball, puts in a nice-looking cross there. Allinson's got to make this! Well, in the end, it didn't, but Josh Wilson couldn't get on the end of it and concedes a goal kick.
He's
to
looked
FC
very
United.
Dangerous, as Josh Wilson, throughout the whole game. You know, it was him that had four opportunities in the first half and should have done better with a couple of them at least. And again, a great reverse ball from Cottrell deep into the back post, and like you say, Allinson had to follow it, but Wilson just got underneath it.
So Lloyd Allinson with the goal kick for FC United, one there in the centre by Cottrell, and Josh Wilson battling away, and that's played forward. Baird gets in the way, Kay picks up the ball, plays it out to the left hand side to Wisdom, about 10 yards inside FC territory, slides it along the ground to Kieran Glynn. Oh, and he almost got that to McCarthy, but well cut out by Chorley. They try to bring it on the right hand side now, and in fact it goes out. Careless pass there, and throw into FC United, 20 yards inside Chorley territory. Kieran Glynn has it now, and looks like he may have been fouled, but not in the opinion of the referee. And Chorley bring it forward, and the flag stays down, but Allinson is alert and clears that with his left foot. And now Jamal Crawford nods it forward, but no particular direction, and it's cleared by Chorley. Kay gets up there battling for that ball. Kay has it now, and he takes it over halfway, slides it forward. McCarthy can't quite get on the end of it. Good defending by Teague. He's ever so alert, is the skipper of Chorley. Now it's Josh Wilson there, switches play right hand side. Now it's Jason Walker, good tackle though from Baird. He's done a good job tonight as Baird, and cleared there by Wisdom, but not very successfully. And now it's Stephen Jordan on the right hand side for Chorley, slides it through to the number seven, Josh Wilson, and it's nodded down, and he just can't get any direction on it there, the Chorley player. And it's a goal kick to FC United.
Yeah, Chorley started the second half much how they finished the first. They're creating a lot of opportunities. You know, they needed to be closer in there. I think it was Senior that was covering. He didn't really put much pressure on him, and he had it was a free header there. Should be getting them on target again. Chorley will be disappointed that they're not finding the target, and they're not getting ahead in this game.
Now nodded down. Now Chorley have it through there. Now Walker Oh, brings it inside. He tried to buy a foul, and Recky getting himself into trouble, but gets himself out of trouble, and Scott Kay will pass it forward. Now McCarthy, can he hold possession? Recky. And now Wisdom took his eye off the ball. Talk about novice's error. And it's a throw in for Chorley, quickly taken. Slid forward. FC just not really at it tonight. And they could pay for this as Chorley come down the right-hand side. Cross comes over. It's not a great one. And Allinson able to deal with that one. Allinson there. Plays it out to McCarthy. McCarthy plays it back to Scott Kay. Scott Kay just dwells on the ball and gets dispossessed. Blame the FC bench for bringing on three substitutes at the moment. Just give this team a shot in the arm. Cross. It's a poor cross that comes over from Chorley. Jordan with it, and it's a catching practice for Allinson. He clears it for Greaves there on his own up front, but that's not getting to him. And Chorley have the ball again. Surprise, surprise. And that's Josh O'Keefe. Slides it through, but Scott Kay in the end plays it back to the keeper. And at the moment, there just isn't any cohesion really, any direction in what FC are doing. And surely new personnel sooner rather than later for the home side, as Scott Kay brings it towards halfway, slides it through Kieran Glynn. McCarthy, first time ball to Greaves, 25, and Greaves there again takes his eye off the ball, can't get the ball from under his feet. Ball bounces there for Joel Senior, plays it down the line. Jamal Crawford, what can he do? A bit hesitant there, but he takes it round his man Jamal Crawford there. Cross comes in, can't beat the first man. And Chorley will easily deal with this one. Josh Wilson. Now it's Scott Kay being urged on by the FC faithful. And that's played poorly there by Wisdom. And easily cut out by Chorley. And they cut the ball. And they chop the ball away. Now, Matty Hughes for FC United. And Daniel Racky. The man now playing for his 11th club since his professional debut with Huddersfield. And Kieran Glynn there almost gets caught in possession. Plays it back to Matty Hughes. So he's trying to be a bit more patient here. Racky has dropped very deep here. Goes back to Matty Hughes for FC United. To Kieran Glynn, who's dropped ever so deep here. And now it's Scott Kay on the halfway line. Takes it on the turn. Greaves plays it back to Racky. Square ball to Kieran Glynn. And FC, though, not getting anywhere fast, but now, with patient football, bringing it to Joel Senior. Joel Senior does well. Now, when he overhits that. Well, it's a throw-in.
Yeah, they are able to keep the pressure on. He got lucky there with that, you know. They're building the play really patiently, and it was good. They were drawing Chorley out, creating some space.
Now it's Kieran Glynn. FC lose possession again. Now it's Josh Wilson, plays it back. Played back there, offside in fact, against number 10, Alex Newby of Chorley. Can FC just galvanise themselves here? Racky approaches halfway and checks and plays it back to Wisdom on the left flank. Wisdom will survey his options, plays it out there. It was Greaves who come all the way back, but they've lost possession again, FC United, and that's played forward, but overhit. And FC are so fortunate. Josh Wilson there just overhit that pass as Chorley's Matty Hughes came forward. Racky plays it out there for McCarthy, but it's easily cut out by Jordan. But McCarthy wins it back, but fouls his man in the process, and that will be a yellow card, one imagines, for McCarthy sliding in there slightly recklessly. And grateful for some honesty there from the Chorley player. Got to his feet. Others might have rolled around.
Yeah, could have made it look a lot worse. He was late, but it wasn't a heavy challenge. But that's certainly a booking. There's too deep, FC. We're playing a little bit too deep. We're not getting out quick enough. We're taking too long over a few passes. It's okay having patient play, but they just need to start to move the ball a little bit quicker.
Indeed, and Irwin, a big miss for FC United. Spend second game of his suspension for 10 yellow cards. And there's a substitute being readied for Chorley. Lee Molyneux, the man, will be coming on, and Senior brings it forward for FC United. McCarthy, can he get to this? Good dummy there, Greaves. Greaves now. Oh, well, surely the option was Wisdom, who was coming forward there. Greaves plays it back to Scott Kay. Now, Kieran Glynn loses possession but wins it back. Plays it forward now, Scott McCarthy. Connor McCarthy even. As Scott Kay being patient there. Plays it out there to Matty Hughes, halfway line. Matty Hughes of FC United. Now it's Joel Senior for the men in red. Plays it forward now. McCarthy back to goal, but Teague easily deals with him. Teague really has been fairly immense tonight for his side. Hasn't been terribly tested, but what he's done has been really thorough, professional and alert.
Yeah, it has. They're making it a bit too easy. You know, they're very static, FC, coming forward. There's a lot of time on the ball, but there's not enough movement.
Now FC have it. Now McCarthy thinks about a shot. Well, maybe he should have thought again.
It was starting to open up, you know, it looked like the ball was on, but he's gone for it.
The ball is with Kieran Glynn, 40 yards out. Now Greaves has it, slides it to McCarthy, edge of the box, McCarthy, good block. Jordan the man, getting in the way. You see just some seeds of creativity.
Here comes Tatum.
And Tatum is the number 12 for FC United. And number 16, Molyneux for Chorley. But ball still in play. And it's Joel Senior there. Tries to take it around his man. And it will be a substitution time now.
Substitution for Chorley FC. Coming off number 2, Matty Hughes, is being replaced by number 15,
a relief.
Lee Molyneux.
That's a very puzzling substitution. Unless he's taken a
and
knock.
The substitution
he's been
for
raiding
FC
down the right very effectively.
11, Jamal Crawford, he's been replaced by number 12.
Bit of a breather.
Dan Tatton.
Yes, Crawford, been saying it's not his night tonight, Jamal Crawford, but very gifted young man.
Yeah, we haven't been given the opportunity to see his pace and taking players on. I think he had one moment where he knocked it around someone, but we've not really played him into the game. He'll be disappointed with that, but with his, you know, first start.
Sorry, I'm just about to rant about how long this substitution takes. I don't know what the linesman's doing. He's looking at them, looking at
Booth,
writing something down. Why? Sorry, just rant alert. Why can't that all, as part of that, been dealt with before the substitution? A minute goes by. So, with, you know, players having to put their kits on and all this, I don't know.
Positive change for FC, and like you say, a good change taking Matty Hughes from Chorley off.
Joel Senior, sorry, Emily. Now it's Greaves now close to the corner, like right hand side. Can he get this over? No, he can't. And I don't know. FC just a little bit. I don't know. Just isn't gelling tonight. But still, about 27 minutes to go here. 0-0 in this National League North fixture. And very pleased to have your company, wherever you are, whatever time of day it is in the world where you're listening. It's a cold February night here in Moston. Can FC warm us up with a goal here? Conor McCarthy on the attack, left-hand side. So tries to get past his man, puts a left-foot cross in, and that goes over for a goal kick. Really.
It was the right idea, but a bit of play from McCarthy. He took his man on. He may have just sent the ball in a little bit too early. He's overhit it, but that's the sort of thing that you want him to do. You want him to take on players. You want him to knock it around them, really put pressure on the Chorley defence.
Goal kick, Chorley. And Scott Leather bringing the ball forward for the men in all blue. And they're well cut out by Scott Kay there. It's played back to Allinson. Oh, he slices it! And he could be in trouble, and he has to give away a corner. Slices it. It almost rolled back into the net. Has to concede a corner. If you want an incident that kind of sums up the night for FC, it's that one. And if a goal comes from this corner, well,
yeah,
you wouldn't want to be in Lloyd Allinson's shoes.
Oh, I mean, the good thing is he was alert enough in the end to get back, scurry back and clear that off his line, but terrible mistake under no pressure.
Yes, it was nearly a candidate for own goals and gaffes, but now it's Blakeman with his corner. Looks like a left-footed outswinger from the left full-back of Chorley. And here it comes, floated in That's a dangerous looking ball, but Allinson collects and collects well. Okay, could have done with some red shirts just being a bit more alert and getting out in front of him there, Allinson. And Greaves will go up, but it beats him. And now it's Scott Kay. Scott Kay is being held up there, but now he's got the ball to Racky. Square ball to Joel Senior, will bring it to the centre field, slides it forward on the turn. Is McCarthy, can't make the turn though.
Lovely.
Good run, keeps his run going to Senior. Low cross in, but goes the keeper as Greaves. If he could just have been a fraction earlier, he could have jabbed it in at the near post. But probably the nearest FC have come, and could it be the signs of FC just starting to wake it up? But now it's surely on the attack. Walker slides it, wins a corner.
Defence.
End to end stuff there for a moment.
Yeah, fantastic bit of play end to end. Just then, that's probably one of the best pieces of play from FC. Great starting play from Kay. Feeding in Racky. A lovely ball, and then the ball into Senior. Just too close to the keeper, like you say. Tom Greaves needed to dive across, but he wasn't quite quick enough.
So Blakeman is over at the right hand side for this corner. Be a left footed in swinger this time. It was a beautiful ball put in a few moments ago, but Allinson did well, and it comes again. Allinson needs to get to that, can't do so. Beats everyone, and Kieran Glynn after this one, and under a bit of pressure there, and that will be a throw into FC United by their own corner flag, right hand side. We played 66 and a half minutes here, and it's still goalless. Well, you can look at this two ways. You could say FC probably be grateful for a point with this performance, but really this is a game that they want 3 points from. Talked ostentatiously about being closer to the playoffs, but really FC still 6-7 points clear of the other end of the table. It's all very tight in this league this season. And Senior battling away, and it'll be a throw in there. Did well, pushing and shoving with Senior and Blakeman there. But it is a throw in to FC United. Blakeman was about to take it, thinking it was his. Now then, Greaves there, just telling Senior to slow it down. Greaves tries to get up there, and it is a throw in to FC United again. Nodded out of play by a Chorley player. Senior again. Down the line it goes. Senior battling away there. And throw in there to Joy. Free kick, in fact, there. And Adam Blakeman preparing to take this free kick 12 yards or so inside FC territory. Chorley's continuing to have slightly the better of this contest, but could go either way or no way. Leather brings it forward, low cross in. Kay clears it well. Now Kieran Glynn dwells on it a little bit, plays it forward. Rather wayward ball that. Teague will deal with this surely, and plays it back to his keeper.
So expecting a lot of Tom Greaves there with a ball like that. He had more time than he thought, I think, Glynn to feed in other players around him, but sacrifice possession.
That's Baird done well. I think Baird's had a good game tonight.
Yeah, he has. He's everything that he's done, he's done it well. He's a very professional footballer.
Keeping Fagbola out of the side tonight. Now Walker plays it forward there, but cut out Racky there. Now it's Kieran Glynn under a bit of pressure. Wynn does well. Now can FC break here? Kieran Glynn over halfway. He's got Greaves. Oh, cynical challenge.
You could see that coming. You could see it.
We'll talk about taking one for the team. Joshua, they're shouting off, but they weren't.
No,
it certainly wasn't
was
a goal-scoring opportunity, but very cynical, professional foul. Probably from a streetwise, cynical footballer's point of view, just the right manoeuvre. But it's a free kick to FC about 35 yards or so out. Racky looks like the man who's going to place this down and put the ball in. Now then, can FC produce and bring life to this game? It's a yellow card. There's some boos from the fans. Surely nobody was expecting a red card.
More of the frustration of it. You know, it was opening up. It was a great run from Kieran Glynn, and you could see things were opening up in front of him. Surely were down players. So it's
now Racky preparing to take this one. Some point in this millennium, the referees will blow his whistle, but here we go. Floated out, far side, it's nodded back in, but it's not the right direction. Ooh, and it fell, Matty Hughes, but took it. It was a very awkward bounce there, took it a little bit too early. Over the bar it goes. And it's, is it time? It's time for Swampy. And enjoy the rest of the game.
Is it a handover? Charlie getting ready for a goal kick.
Not quite as seamless as the early transition, but thank you very much, James. Professional and quality counts, that's what we like to say on FC Radio. A game really has lacked quite a lot of quality from an FC perspective, but it's still 0-0. And 20 minutes to go here of this second half. There's a long ball, poorly dispatched by the goalkeeper of Chorley, as the sandwiches now are being passed from right to left, or left to right, I should say, and the Quinnmeister is chucking in to what can only be described as sandwiches. And that was a yellow card for the number 8, Josh O'Keefe. It was he dispatched FC United's Kieran Gwynn with aplomb, quite rightly got the yellow card. But well, it's a game really where chances have gone begging for the visitors, as FC United now in the penalty area of the ball. Can FC's manager get on the end of it? No, he can't. It's a long clearance by Teague. But it's, for me, Emily, the second half has been FC United and Manchester very, very deep in the half, lacking any real thought and prowess going forward, and being quite lucky not to be at least a goal down with 2,286 people watching.
Yeah, I'd agree with you there. There's too big a gap, and we're not pushing out quick enough, not reacting fast enough. We're allowing Chorley to get behind the ball, and when they do, they're very difficult to break down, and that's what you're finding, that you know FC are passing the ball around and keeping possession, but they're not really going anywhere with it. It's sideways balls, backward balls, and it just left an injection of pace at the right time, and I think that's where you're missing. You know, you play like Steve Irwin that brings that and instills it in the rest of the team, the effort that he puts in.
Danny Rackie with his free kick though for FC United, a deep one into the penalty. It's a decent ball, comes in on the edge of the area as an FC United matches. Kieran Glynn chips it to left hand side and looking for a handball, not getting there. One off it was innocuous to say the very least, as they go from defence to attack. Chorley and Kieran Glynn is back there defending, does really well, and then taken over well by Kay. Kay plays it out right hand side to McCarthy, who owes us something of quality. He plays it across field, decent ball to Danny Wisdom now. Wisdom slips, and as he slips, he's really hurt himself.
Thank
there
you,
as well.
Because yeah,
basically, it might look quite comical, and it was, but he's down injured, no. And he's hurt himself there. Wisdom, he set himself up, and he just fell over himself. But from defence to attack again, far left hand side, FC have to defend the ball. Oh, and there's a late challenge there by Rackie, and that will be a yellow card. And what Rackie's done there, he's made up for the yellow, for the challenge against FC United and Manchester's Kieran Glynn, and the referee quite rightly will be putting Rackie into the book, because it was Josh O'Keefe who brought down FC United and Manchester's Kieran Glynn. As
he hasn't moved that much,
no, you could see
Wisdom.
As soon as he went down, you could see that he was very, very uncomfortable.
And I don't think, as a referee,
the referee hasn't noticed it, to be honest. But as I say, Danny Wisdom, there was a ball play from the right hand side across to the left for FC United Manchester. Danny Wisdom, McCarthy initially put the ball across. He set himself, and as he did,
his legs went.
He completely and utterly just collapsed. And you know, the referee actually, I think, may have just noticed now what's going on. We've got two physios on the pitch. He's not moved at all, as I say, Danny Wisdom, and he could have gone to kick the ball, hit the surface, or he's got his boots stuck in the mud.
Yeah, it's weirder than that,
and basically
it?
Twisted. It's certainly poleaxed him, and the referee. Well, the referee.
That's sub.
Well, I expected that, to be honest. Yes, he's not.
I think they were already getting him ready. I think Fagball was there.
Go on. You were saying.
Sorry, no, I'm not interrupting.
Dead air. No, you were the one that was talking. Dead air's a crime. I can't believe you. That was a crime. Sorry, anyone listening from Manchester FM. That was a little bit of a moment of unprofessionalism, which is quite uncommon from FC Radio. It's 0-0 here. FC United of Manchester against Chorley FC at Broadhurst Park.
Substitute. Second substitute. Oh, Owen.
Well, that sums everything up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The stretch is coming off for Wisden, and there's going to be
substitution for Charlie coming off. Number four.
Coming on is 14.
Number 9, Jason Walker, is being replaced by number 4. Number 14, Matt Challoner.
Well, Matt Challoner coming on, and it's another change for the visitors. They have a free kick when this is all said and done in a dangerous position, and we've got 15 minutes this game to go, but there's been a long delay. And, well, he's still down, FC United of Manchester's
yeah, well,
left back.
There was a moment when I think they were seeing if he could hobble off, but there was no chance of that. It's just hope that it's not quite as serious as it looks.
I often wonder as well, looking at you know, the stretchers, why do they look like RLNI lifeboats? I mean,
maybe they can double up.
Do you think so?
Well,
there's a few holes in there though, to be honest, but they've got like inflatables. But I mean I'm hoping he's okay. He's in some serious pain, and as I say, there's a bit of a long break here, and the players just conversing, talking to each other. Fagbola waiting to Fagbola won't be allowed on the pitch until
he's off the pitch.
Danny Wisdom's off the pitch, which would suggest is a bit silly, isn't it? But the rules are the rules. We found out some new rules this week, haven't we, on the old television. If a ball plays in an offside position and the ball comes off another defender, he's then back into an onside position, the second phase of play, and he can score. We've seen players throw themselves to the floor, get penalties out of nothing. But it's been interesting. And we've also seen Rochdale can play actually on a beach. Although saying that,
a beautiful game.
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, I know Spurs have been complaining about the pitch at Rochdale. But doesn't anyone remember Chelsea's ground a number of years ago that actually was sand in its entirety? But, we are now seeing Danny Wisdom being stretched off. Nice to see the assistant, the goalkeeper, Matt Irwin, bringing off some medical kit as well. And it's we've got a plethora of people around us. I mean, week in, week out, more and more people just seem to congregate around us.
Just think of yourself as like Richard and Judy on this morning, and unlike them, there is no glass.
Can I be Judy?
Yeah, of course you can.
Fagbola. And will he have time? And this is the point, you see, because basically he's going to have to go to the centre-half position, but he's actually on the halfway line, and I don't think they're going to allow Fagbola onto the pitch for this free kick. Or are they?
I think he must be.
It's
going to allow him to get in position
number
as well.
Danny Wisdom.
I've got a text
replaced,
saying Emily has such a lovely laugh.
By number 16, Jordan Fagbola.
To be fair, that's actually me laughing.
Is it? No, you sort of like got the sort of like high pitch like laugh, haven't you? Like a hyena. But anyway, it's a free kick, and FC need to deal with it. Fagbola back on centre half, and the ball whipped in towards the back post. It goes, good strong header there from Baird. Glynn, or I should say Tatum, flicks it away, tries to get himself out of danger there. He's going to the corner flag, and eventually he clears his lines, but out for another throw in, and it remains 0-0 here at Broaders Park. If you've just joined us late, welcome. FC Live is always brought to you by constructivecoding.com, the armchair army, brothers and sisters around the world. Common deed and commentary mess up there for some reason. It's all gone a bit pear-shaped, a bit cold.
A ball.
Like the game.
Let's leave. As the ball chipped down the right-hand side, Baird has to be resolute in his defensive duties again, and he is exactly that. Yeah. Plays it to Fagbola. Fagbola then was pretty nudged off the ball by Teague, who was still up, and it is another corner to the visitors. You see what they've done as well now is Teague, the centre-half, got into a centre-forward position, trying to put the pressure on FC United's defence. And as it's 0-0, I talked to Stockport County earlier on, some people from there saying they prefer an FC win tonight because they want to try and keep a close tab on Chorley. At the moment it's 0-0, so the points are going to be shared, but plenty of time to go. Short corner taken, FC United still asleep, down to the byline they go. Oh, it just holds up really nicely, and after it held up nicely, got a bit of a bubble. I think that bubble then came to FC's rescue, and it's a goal kick. Emily, your thoughts?
My thoughts.
On 3-ply toilet paper over 2-ply toilet roll.
Can I talk about something else?
The game will do, Emily.
Yeah. No, it's had a long delay, so that might affect the way things are going, hopefully positively for FC. They've struggled at times to really get into the game and find the passages of play that we've seen over the past few weeks.
No, I think you're right. It's been a poor game, really, from an FC perspective. And, you know, a goal, so, you know, there's not been any real height of any heights of tension. There's not been any real great quality in front of goal from FC. And that'll be disappointing. And, you know, this new formation of a 4-3-2-1. As Tatum's going to be careful there, and he wins the ball though, plays it inside to McCarthy. McCarthy's ball is woeful, and they can clear the lines. But Tatum again, hustling and bustling, going to be careful of a yellow card, as is the number 8 who received a challenge from him to get that yellow card. But ball on the halfway line, chipped over. It's a great ball down the left hand side. Out comes FC United's goalkeeper, and he clears his lines, playing as a right back. But as I say, it's been a game for the purists, shall we say, a game for the home supporter, because it's not been a particularly a good game of football, not the most attractive, but equally 0-0, plenty of time to go, and I'm sure with about 14 minutes to go as a corner ball ensues for Chorley.
I was going to say 80 minutes gone, one corner for FC, one shot on target, still 0-0.
No surprises.
Why are you saying 80 minutes gone? 10 minutes to go. That's right, correct. Well done, Ben. Your maths is sound. You sound, apparently your laugh sounds a little bit like Jimmy Carr's. Well, he's just found out he's got a new tax bill. Anyway, short ball again. Here's Jake Cottrell on the edge of the penalty area. Chips the ball forward. It's a decent ball. Awkward header there from Hughes. The man that had that ball was about to head it with Sam Baird.
Yeah.
And he's about to head the ball. And he comes across him, Hughesy, and he heads it out for another corner. That's FC's Hughes. Although, it's okay because Matty Hughes, the other, Charlie Hughes is off. Another corner comes in, near post again, beats everybody. First time shot comes in, ricochets off about two players.
Oh, great reaction.
And it's gathered comfortably by FC United's goalkeeper, and it remains 0-0.
Yeah, I don't think either side are going to be really happy with the performance. I think Charlie will be slightly happier, but they've not really taken their opportunities that they've created to get in front. And it's become quite a scrappy game. It's just played in parts. Nothing of any fluidity in either team. It's not the prettiest to watch.
No, it's the positivity, really. I mean, I thought with FC starting with you know, a pace up top, they might have taken the game to Chorley, but they surely had a game plan.
They've not really used it. They've not found those spaces in behind the defence, because the gaps have been too big between the midfield pushing up and supporting the forward players.
Well, a free kick FC wanted, but not getting, and Sam Baird has to chase all the way back in the left back position just outside his own penalty area. Plays a ball back to his goalkeeper, who nearly conceded one of the most comical own goals in football, but luckily this time it was simple, and it was a nice ball played as well and chested down well by Raki. Plays it inside out to Glynn. Now needs to move the ball forward, and he plays it forward across to the right hand side for senior cuts inside. Two players in front of him, plays the ball crossfield again. Far too many crossfield passes for me this afternoon, or this evening, should say, rather than balls into the penalty area. That ball is into the penalty. It's a poor ball as well. Ball on the halfway line needs to be met by an FC player. It is. Second ball, though, picked up by Cottrell for Chorley on the right hand side. They're in FC's half still at the moment, looking for another substitution as well. The visitors, as Matt Challoner on the ball now, gives it away. Second ball needs to be picked up by Tatum. He does well there. Kay plays the ball inside now to Glynn. Glynn plays tries to play a wonder ball, threads it through, but it's intercepted well by Blakeman. And they give the ball away, and now here comes McCarthy. McCarthy inside, left footed, shoots, ricochets off a blue shirt, picked up by Senior. Senior, that's a great ball into the penalty area, and it's dealt with, and it's still in play though, and eventually it's cleared by Teague. No one attacking it, but now Kay has the ball on the edge of the area. Kay's first thought is to play the ball wide right. He plays it to Senior. Senior to Kay. I should say to Glynn. Glynn now. Again, he needs to be a bit more positive there, Glynn. There's a ball given away by Senior, and it allows a number 10, Alex Newby. Over the halfway line he goes. Nullified well.
Sam Baird.
And here comes Sam Baird. Baird plays a ball with purpose out left hand side. Sam Tatum on the ball now. Can he whip it in? Yes, he can. Near post. It's half cleared. Second ball, it'll be Raki on the end of it. Nice touch forward. Played it into or towards Tom Greaves, and the ball played out left hand side by Greaves, trying to bring in Tatum, but it looks like it's going to go out for a goal kick. Well, a substitution, a final substitution for the visitors, and it's Marcus Carver coming on. Well, but there will be in a bit of a hurry. they'll feel, I would have thought, that at this moment in time this is 2 points dropped.
For Charlie, coming off, number 10,
yeah, they certainly Alan will.
The newbie is the man that makes way.
Marcus Carver.
The referee, your sister, saying, no, hold on, son. I need your name, your dress, your inside measurements. How long do you last in the shower? Oh, the referee's not happy now. He's looking at something. What's he saying? Oh, your orange boots aren't quite good enough. Oh, they're disgraceful, in fairness. Could do with the polish as well, couldn't they? But you don't have to keep showing us your inner thigh. We've had enough, thank you very much. Eventually.
I mean, he's going to cool down soon and pull a muscle, isn't he?
Well, that's Marcus Carver coming on. So, with this goal kick, we've had 85 minutes of the game, but there will be about four or five minutes you'd expect of additional play. 0-0 at the moment as Hughes, as the ball ricochets off a Chorley shirt. Tatum now takes over, but runs out of pitch, and it's a throw-in to the visitors. Ball picked up by Josh O'Keefe. O'Keefe plays it to the halfway line. Ball intercepted by FC United of Manchester and leathered with ferocious ferocity by FC substitute, but out for a throw in only. Ball thrown onto the halfway line. It's Andy Teague, the skipper. Plays it out wide right. And he beats his own players to throw into FC United of Manchester. What is in the tank? Game on Tuesday, semi-final of the match of Premier Cup on a 3G pitch against the mighty Tigers of Hyde United. That'll be live on FC Radio and also on 26-0 Hyde's very own award-winning radio station, as FC United now try to attack the ball up towards McCarthy. McCarthy's head. And his ball only goes as far as Teague, who clears his lines comfortably. And the visitors over the halfway line. Lots of room on the right-hand side. Tatum chasing back. Picked up by Challoner. Challoner plays the ball into the penalty area. Good control there by Molyneux. And ball into the penalty area. Had to be dealt with by Hughes. Good header from Hughes. But the ball on the half edge of the penalty area needs to be dealt with. But it's not. It's a substitute again. First-time shot comes in and gathered well by FC's goalkeeper. And that was Lee Molyneux, the making his debut this evening, signed from Guiseley. And that was an awkward shot and stop for FC United's goalkeeper there, Emily.
Yeah, it was probably one of the best shots, the best connection that we've seen, and he's come across the goalkeeper. They're very difficult ones, low and driven into the far corner, but he's held on to it as Allinson.
Well, the ball played long, looping up towards Tom Greaves. Teague strong in the challenge there, does really well.
He's been great all night.
He's a very good player, isn't he? He marshals his defence well. He's a good, strong captain, and nothing's got past the Chorley defence this evening so far. With 3 minutes plus any additional time, as I said, there'll be about five you'd expect. As Teague now takes the ball halfway line, has a bit of room on this left hand side with a player waiting for it in Blakeman. If he can find him, doesn't quite come off for him. But the ball given away by a man who's had a fair chance of scoring tonight, Josh Wilson, had four good opportunities. Had a text in from a supporter. We'll read that out in a second. And my phone has decided that it's not giving up the ghost.
The last 0-0 we had, apparently, was against Bradford in April 2017.
Well, there you go. It's a ball on the halfway line. And it's a ball picked up well by FC United of Manchester's Racky. Racky plays the ball left-hand side to Glynn. Glynn on the halfway line. The thing about Glynn, he's done brilliantly well there this time. That's fantastic football for him. He's been pulled all over the place, and the referee's got to give a free kick at some stage. As you know, he's decided against it. And it leaves two against two at the back there. The ball comes across there. It's a dreadful ball from Chorley, and FC can come away with it in a game littered with mistakes. As FC United, yes or no, Ben, the ball's on the halfway line. It's not exactly a moment of anything other than the ball on the halfway line, but anyway, I take your point, Ben, thank you. FC back in their own half now. That moment of excitement for Ben has just anticipated for a minute.
He was on the march,
he was, Ben,
but then he checked
in a game littered with mistakes. Sam Baird has been class, that was the text. And he has indeed, as Kay now. Glynn. With Glynn, Emily, the only thing I would say is that he needs to be attacking, going forward more and more and more. He really needs to be getting past defenders in the penalty area and causing problems rather than on the halfway line. But we've played such a deep game.
Yeah.
It's understandable why he's
coming for the ball. Yeah, he's coming. He's trying to collect it. He's wanting the ball all the time, and that's what you get with Glynn. But, absolutely, I agree with you. He needs to be playing further forward. He should be just in behind the strikers, and he'll really test the defence. They won't know what to do with him. Keep him in the middle of the park. It, they can contain him in there.
Exactly, yes. Actually, about to make another substitution, though. And it is an attacking player. Tyrrell Palmer is about to come on. And the referee has not seen... Has he seen it? No, he won't let the free kick or won't let the substitution take place. But Glyn on the edge of the area, well, he loses out this time. They can clear the lines, and it's all the way back into FC's penalty area. And it's
the referee has indicated there'll be a minimum of 4 minutes added time.
As up goes FC United's McCarthy on the halfway line. Ball won though by Blakeman. Blakeman plays a 1-2 with Cottrell. They're giving the ball away. Kay now. He needs to run with the ball. That's what he's doing, Glyn. Goes past one. And I think the referee's quite right there. I think the referee says you've passed the ball past the player and then you've gone down too easily from attack to defence. And good play there from FC United's Racky. Now, Glyn, can he make amends? He plays a nice ball out left-hand side to Tatum. Tatum has to have a think about it. Now, he holds the ball, chips it from right to left. Not necessarily the best ball in the world, but it finds McCarthy. McCarthy's ball to the penalty, a decent ball this time, and a corner ball to FC United and Manchester. And now, will the referee allow the substitution to be taken? He will indeed.
Yes, he is. I wasn't sure if he was looking. I don't know.
He's
had a great game.
Coming off,
he has indeed.
You can see he's. I don't know if he's had cramp. He's been stretching out. He's not played. He's not played a lot of football, and you can see the tiredness in his legs. He has had a great game. He's marshalled just in front of the defence, and you can see, you know, the difference in the quality. A few more games and get a bit of fitness, and I'm sure he'll be very effective for FC. Danny
Racky. Yes, as FC have a corner. We're into the first minute of the additional four. The assistant referee, but he doesn't like the fact that he's had to run to the halfway line to have the and then run back. And FC's number seven, Kieran Glyn, trying to take the corner quickly. This time it's chipped towards the back post. Fagbola can't get on the end of it, and FC got to be careful here. Terrell's on the end of it though, and he whacks it against his own player. And Chorley can come away with it. It's a ball over the top. Needs to be dealt with. And between FC United's senior and Allison, they're doing their very best to mix this up. And it's going to be a free kick, surely, to FC.
Oh, no, see.
The referee didn't see it, did it? But no. It should have been a free kick to FC United of Manchester. Senior was actually had his legs taken from within him, and the referee didn't see it. And it was poor refereeing. The referee's had a very, very good game. Has just made a little bit of a mistake here, and hopefully he doesn't undo FC United. The throw-in's taken quickly. The ball with Blakeman plays it to the penalty area. Hughes on his midriff there gets away with it. FC clear the lines. It's a decent ball down to this near touchline. Can Greaves get on the end of it? He needs to put the pressure on there, not allow Teague to get away with it. Does really well, Teague, to Cottrell. Cottrell plays a little ball. Ball whips across now. Fagbola intercepts. And now here's McCarthy. Just chase that down, Mr. Keep McCarthy. Joseph O'Keefe. He'll wait to take the throw-in, and the throw-in is all the way back to the goalkeeper, Irwin. It's a high clearance. Who's going to win that? Baird. Great header from Baird. McCarthy doesn't gamble, and he should have. There's a man on this near touchline again. Blakeman is waiting for the ball, and this time again it's Baird saying to his goalkeeper, I'll deal with it. He slips awkwardly and has to clear his lines, and it's another throw-in. The momentum certainly with Chorley. 49 minutes in the second half gone. 3 minutes already played. Ball picked up by O'Keefe to the byline. The ball goes. Baird, good clearance again. Needs to be dealt with the second time by Tatum. Doesn't quite come off for him. Ball picked up by Jake Cottrell. Excess United. The ball back on the halfway line though with Scott Leather. Leather goes all the way back to his goalkeeper, and maybe a bit of respite for FC United. FC United maybe just needs to put the pressure on there. Kieran Glyn trying to charge the goalkeeper down. The clearance only goes to the halfway line. Picked up though by O'Keefe. And he chips it through the middle, and it's a simple ball, and FC United's goalkeeper will gather that. A couple more texts that I'll read out shortly. The ball through the middle. Now here's Tom Greaves. Greaves plays it out to McCarthy. McCarthy, ball into the penalty area. And you know what? The ball was the right idea. He got a deflection, and that took it towards the goalkeeper. If it had been any better, it would have been a good opportunity. But indeed, that is the end of, well, not necessarily a pulsating game. Far from it, in fairness. It's a Friday night that you probably go home, and when you're asked what was it like, you probably say, let's watch Casualty. a rerun from 1977. But endeavour, work rate, was all there. Hustle and bustle, played in a good manner. Referee was excellent. Couple of good performances from FC United and Manchester. All told, it's a point here at Broadhurst Park, and when you are to a degree in a relegation battle, you'll take that against a team who've been flying absolutely until recently. And you know, it's a game FC can go into on Tuesday in the semi-final of the Manchester Premier Cup and think, well, we could have done better, but we haven't been beaten.
Do you want a sandwich? No? How about 10 tonnes of gravel? No? Okay. Can I interest you in a slap across the face? No? Well, in that case, visit constructivecoding.com for something you do want.